This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. All righty. Welcome back. Hour number two. You know, it's a world of compartmentalizing. You're doing a show, and your wife is having an operation at the same time.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. My daughter's there, and everything's cool. It was kind of a minor thing, and she's all right and everything.
That's good to hear, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. My wife is going through surgery. My lawn is going through surgery right now. So everything's going through surgery because I got cutter's edge over in my place, and they are just slicing up my yard, my front yard, my backyard. They are just upending everything and putting all kinds of stuff. So my house has looked like a war zone the last few months. Now we're finally being able to fix everything up, and it's nice to get it going to the direction so it looks all right. So my wife out of surgery and fine. The field that my property is also right now under surgery from cutter's edge, and everything's going fine too there. So all good. All right, how you feeling, my man, with your Chargers shirt?
I'm doing great. I mean, this is my quarterback, man. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. He's in my Dynasty Keeper League. He's been my quarterback since his rookie year, and so I got to represent, man. That's my guy.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Andy Behrens and Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Sports will be joining us starting 2 weeks from now, not next week, the week after. And it'll be year-round fantasy every week because it's not just in season, but obviously free agency, the draft, and keeper and dynasty leagues. So people like you will need that kind of information all throughout the year, not just the regular season. So I know that it's hardcore. I've always been a big fantasy guy. So this year we get to add to the platform year-round fantasy. How about that, man?
I love that. Cool. That's great. Yeah. Keep making the show greater and greater, man. Great job.
We're working on it, bro. We're working on it. We're working on all kinds of things. A couple of Kane's elements I'm looking to finalize here. We're like on the half yard line. You know what I'm saying? But unlike Cleveland, Gary, we're going to get it across, and we're not going to get ripped off by the referees. We're going to really
count.
Score. Yes.
It's going to count for six.
Like it should have counted in those days. I was just telling Ira now, you know, because we were talking about LeBron. He goes, well, you know, they had to pay LeBron, and, you know, they got their title 3 years ago, and I started cringing because I'm thinking the Heat was injured 3 years ago. That's why they got their title. And they, you know, these are things that I can never let go, Manny. I can't let go Vinny Testaverde and his five interceptions against Penn State. I can't let go Shaq and Wade getting injured against Detroit, which they could have won the title that year. I can't get, you know, Bam and Adebayo getting injured against the Lakers. You know, these are things that I, you know, Cleveland,
they
Gary.
They stick in your craw, man.
They stick in my craw. Penn State, they stick in my craw. These are things I can never let go, dude.
No, you can't. No, you can't, brother. Well, listen, you know, maybe Mario will turn things around here, and there'll be nothing but good memories going forward here for Miami Hurricanes fans, at least.
Hey, did you hear about the movie The Asylum?
Mm-mm, I have not.
You have not? Really? Mm-mm. Well, on the 20th of this month, The Asylum will take place. They have
The Miami High movie, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now you got me. Yeah, yes. I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is something we're talking Canes football. How does that have to do with The Asylum? But now I put two and two together.
I'm talking to a Miami guy, Ming. You know,
that's right,
I talk
right,
Miami.
Yeah.
I say asylum.
Absolutely.
Asylum. Yes. There's only one asylum, Ming.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
I told him to tell him that you were in sanitation, not in a. All right. All right. Anyway, so yeah, The Asylum, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see that. I'm going to have Mr. Gutierrez on next week. I'm going to try and set up an interview with him. Yeah, definitely. No, I got to support, man. Are you kidding me? Frank used to let me into his halftime locker room rip jobs. You know,
those were the greatest, man. Those were the greatest. He still is one of my all time favorite coaches in the city, man. There's no question.
Yeah. He was fun to watch over at Miami High. And obviously I went to so many games as from a child on that, you know, I was, I lived in Little Havana, just a couple blocks away. My best friend across the street, his sister would have all those rush parties at her house. So, so we would, you know, we were like 8, 10, 12 years old and those rush parties were going on and all those hot high school chicks were coming over. So we were just hanging out, just checking out all the high school chicks coming over. You know what I mean? It was, it was fun. It was fun back in those days. And Miami High was obviously from before Shakey, from Schaefer to Shakey and then Martin. That was a hell of a run for Miami High. They were always great in basketball. Why isn't it that they're not great anymore? What is it about it that...
You know, I just think there's been so many... Like Booker T reopened, right? Booker T Washington reopened as a high school. And I think a lot of kids have gone there. Kids have been going to Jackson. You know, a lot of private school movement. And I think just, you know, when Miami High was great like that, it was just a well-oiled machine. Like it just kept replenishing itself every single year. You stop that momentum, it's hard to get regenerated. And
so what you're saying is they're not recruiting anymore. Okay, I got you.
That too. Yeah, that too. That too. By the way, I got a cane scoop for you if you want. I haven't even run the story yet. I got it ready to go.
Let's go. Let's fire the scoopage right now.
I saved it for your show, buddy.
Let's go.
So Don Chaney Jr., our favorite running back from Miami Belen Jesuit, was hurt yesterday in practice.
Ooh.
And it's not the same knee that he tore up, the ACL, but I know that he's going to be out some time. And so basically Miami is now down to 3 scholarship running backs, most likely for the opener against Bethune-Cookman.
Wow. What's do you know what the injury was? You said knee, you said?
I think it's it's not the knee. It's not the same ACL he tore last year. I know that.
Okay.
It's another injury.
Right? Okay.
So when people go to get credit for breaking the story, you can just play my tape right here and you can say Manny Navarro told us first.
Okay. All right. Repeat it again. Say it again. Who got injured?
Don Chaney Jr., running back.
Okay.
Miami Hurricanes, third year. Poor kid, missed 10 games last year, tore his ACL last year. Not the same ACL tear this time around. But, you know, he'll be out for a little bit of time. We'll see if Mario addresses it here or not. I got a story ready to run. Whether he says it or not, I might actually try to keep it secret and see if anybody else jumps onto it.
Okay.
And see if, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, guys, I doubt anybody's going to be listening and then tweeting out, "Hey, Manny just said," and so yeah, no, I doubt that's going to happen. There's over 200 people watching right now, so yeah.
Nobody will notice.
Nobody will notice. So I would imagine that people. Hey, 219 right now. Keep it a secret. Don't tell nobody.
Just between us.
There you go. A little bit. All right. What else is going on the recruiting side? Anything going on? Buzz?
Yeah, I went to a jamboree last night at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale. Cardinal Gibbons is defending state champion, and they had Palmetto there, Miami Palmetto, which has 2 Miami commitments, the Washington twin brothers. And they played in that, and so did Hollywood Chaminade, who's probably the best team in the state this year. I mean, that team is just loaded with 5-star kids left and right. But they're more underclassmen. But anyway, the Washington twins are Miami commitments. And there was a report recently, our friend Gabby Urrutia, the 247 Sports, reported that they were planning on taking a trip to Louisville. Basically, Mario heard about that and instantly gave it the poo-poo and called the kids. And now they're not going to Louisville anymore. So that was the scoop I got last night being over at the high school game.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
Okay. All right.
that's your recruiting update. Remember, no visits until September. So a lot of kids aren't around right now.
Yeah, but I always ask because I don't know about transferring and buzz and this and that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I always ask because, you know, it's just one of those things that it just, you know. All right. So anything else you take away outside of the injury from Don Chaney Jr.? Anything else? Any other developments should know about?
Well, what I would just say is that the defensive line, you know, I've had long conversations with multiple people who've been out here for full access. You know, us media, we have to leave when it gets good. But the people who have been around have told me the 2 main storylines are, 1, too many drops with the receivers, and 2, the defensive line is so much better. The depth is just ridiculous. Those 5 transfers, the freshmen that they added, it could be one of the best defensive lines in the conference this year. And after losing, you know, Jalen Phillips and Gregory Rousseau, it felt like those guys took a little bit of a step back last year. I think this year it's a big step forward, and I think that's really going to be the strength of the team on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay. All right. Zion, what's the updates?
He's back out here doing stuff. He's just not practicing yet. You know, I mean, they're going to bring him along slowly, and I've said that I think ultimately, you know, we're going to get to a point here where he will get on the field and start practicing, but it's just not there yet. And, you know, the biggest thing is to get him ready for September 17th, I think, at Texas A&M. You can get by those first two games without him. And it'll probably be a good experience for those other offensive linemen.
All right. What are you working on the athletics so folks can check you out, my friend?
We have a big ACC roundtable that'll be coming out tomorrow where we tackle a lot of different subjects. Myself, Andy Bitter, who's our Virginia Tech writer, Grace Rayner, who covers Clemson for us, and Matt Fortuna, who's one of our national writers, main guys on the one of the main guys on the Notre Dame beat, but he does a ton of ACC stuff. So the four of us kind of sat there and broke down what to expect this season with the ACC. So there's that. There'll be the news that I told you guys about a little while ago. And, you know, some features. I've been working on stuff as well, you know, breaking down the conference, a lot of ACC talk, because I feel like we get too centered on Miami here sometimes. You know, there's a whole other league to talk about to see how everybody else is doing in the competition, right? They have those other teams have injuries too. They have other developments in cap, so there'll be some more ACC coverage. But, you know, same old, man. Just more stuff for you to read at The Athletic.
How about Wide Right Podcast? What's the latest there? When's the next one that drops?
Roddy Jones from ESPN will be joining me to do a piece either today or Monday. We're trying to work out the details because both of us are busy people, but we're going to get there at some point here, hopefully soon.
All right. Excellent stuff. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro and subscribe over to The Athletic and support him there and support him here also every week, twice a week with our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report. Manny, as always, thank you, my brother. We will talk over next week. All right.
Yep. Looking forward to it, brother. Take care.
You got it. All right. Don't forget, go to 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They got anything and everything with the Canes logo on it. It is just an absolutely heavenly place. That is Caneswear. And tell all the great people, Brett, Jeff, anybody that you see out there, tell them that we sent you, that the Big O Show sent you. They'll take care of you. And if you order online, if you live anywhere else and you want to order Dolphins and Heat and Marlins and Inter Miami gear and, of course, tons of UM gear, over $99, free shipping, caneswear.com.